Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, big or small, pet or not, what is your best story involving an animal? Gentleman was hiking, needed to take a leak, went off of the trail, started going. I hear a deep vroom come out of nowhere, and I look down at my junk and see a hummingbird 6 inches away from it. It looks at my stream, looks at me, looks back at my stream, then flies 20 yards away. At this point, I'm still going, because as we know, you can't stop midstream. Then it flies back at my junk, stops again for a few inches away. I said, dude, I don't mind giving you a golden shower if it'll make you get away from my stuff there. Thankfully, I didn't, and after that, it flew off. I was just standing there in disbelief. That from Silly Philly Tim.
At that point, it's just weird. Like, what are you doing, man? You got your
is
own
that sugar water?
Way. Yeah.
Guys, on a fishing trip a long time ago to a lake, fishing when we got bored and started using our wrist rocket slingshots. We had a bunch of steel balls for ammo. In a really mossy area, saw a couple turtles dive into the water, and as I looked to the other side of the boat, there was a water moccasin snake trying to get into the boat. I quickly grabbed a steel ball, loaded it, pulled back, and let it go. Pegged the snake right in the open mouth and took the top of its head off. Damn. Lucky shot. Can never do that again.
Nice.
That from the Elk Plain Drifter. Snake killer. let's see here.
That a boy.
Yeah, very good. What else? Okay, birthday time. Brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Tip responsibly.
Today's my beautiful daughter Lena's 14th birthday. I was hoping she could get a fart montage and Mickey and Goofy telling her the best way to enjoy her teenage years. Cheers, bitches. That from Zach.
Well, gosh, you're a teenager now, no better way to enjoy your time every summer. Beg your parents to take you to Disney World. And think about it, each year it gets a little bit more expensive and the lines get a little bit longer, but you know what that means? A better chance of meeting me and Mick.
Ah, and make sure you come all the way down to Disney World, not Disneyland, Disney World, where you can stay on property because it's super affordable. Dad won't mind.
Guys, I know it's a short notice. My boyfriend's birthday is my boyfriend's birthday is today. And I did not know and never heard of the men's room until I believe like 2 weeks ago.
All right.
So hey, new listener anytime, we'll take it. Can you give a dirty German birthday shout out to my Viking Elliot? He is a thick boy. Tell him it's from his sweet angel baby. Thank you guys. He loves you very much.
Yeah, I wasn't that interested until I heard that, A, you are a Viking, and two, you are thick. When I get down with the Viking men, I like them thick, so they can sit on my... I can't find a rhyme.
Yeah, the crazy thing is people know a lot about the Vikings. Tonight you find out about the Viking foursome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly what you think.
Is that the purple people eaters?
There's a few things going on there, mostly the head slap.
Okay. Pachola's long-time
listener. Head?
That's how you're going to get in two plays. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. I seem to forget to email again every year, but after 42 trips around the sun, I finally remembered. Guys, congrats on 20 years and doing all that you do for making us laugh every day. How about a big old Leroy Jenkins? The dirty Germans taking time off work. And everyone talking all over themselves about keeping the car running. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Elliot.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I never take time off from work. I simply get off at work. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when I take the time off, because I know I'm still getting paid, I do the same thing. I sit at home all alone and just, you know, thank you, work, for paying me to do this.
Yeah. I sit in stall three.
Yeah.
Good.
Keeping the car running. What car are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Talking about your
car? Really depends. I have the car got right now. Everything starts like crap.
Well, you got to take it in all.
Freaking annoying everybody. But it's like clockwork. You got a warm room.
Let me
sit there a little bit. She runs.
Your car
just like fine.
Gentlemen, my brother Gabe is 51 years old today. How about a fish sandwich medley and talk all over each other about NASCAR? Thanks, guys. That from Tracy.
Can I get
a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You
put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Ironically enough, as far as NASCAR goes, this team
right
now, we're having this conversation
now. It's all about rolling the drivers coming in. They don't care about the cars. They don't have to work on them.
It's
pretty amazing.
Winston's the worst cigarette ever in the history of cigarettes.
Cigarettes are
supposed to be delicious. Winston's
sucks. Guys don't care about the cars.
Guys, today's my mom, Lori's 65th birthday. She's the best mom and nana in the world. I know she would love it. Your penis is too small. And the dirty Germans telling her all about the trouble that she can get into once she retires next month. Thank you, guys. That from Paris.
Yeah, now you simply have more time to do all the things that you didn't tell your children you were into.
Yeah, and it's funny because you retire, it means you're leaving something. Go walking out the door. And when that door closes, the back door opens.
Yeah.
It's another door opens.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Is that how you say it? It's America.
Okay. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
No! Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, three very different stories. Pick where you urinate, leave sand as reindeer alone, and finally, maybe come up with a different idea of what a prank is. But let's start with the registered sex offender. No, he didn't do anything sexy. Instead, he urinated into the holy water at a Pennsylvania church. This according to investigators, who's charged a 51-year-old suspect for desecrating the sanctuary. I think that's fair. Now, police say that when Jesse Skoll, brother, entered the St. Patrick Catholic... Yes, just Jesse Skoll, I'd add that. He entered the St. Patrick Catholic Church in lovely York, Pennsylvania, and wandered about the building, which was unlocked and open to the public. Now, after browsing through the lost and found box in the church vestibule, Skoll, brother, he approached the pedestal containing the holy water. Now, the police officer who prepared the affidavit, he noted that the pedestal, quote, is considered an object of veneration, in case you didn't know that. But anyway, and that Skoll desecrated it by polluting it with urine. And the incident, by the way, was recorded by a security camera. Now, a church worker, I love this, did confirm that the holy water was contaminated with urine. They don't specify how he reached that conclusion, but let's just hope that he watched it. Anyway, Skoll was identified as the suspect following a review of his prior booking photos. He was arrested for all kinds of things way back in the day. He just kind of carries it with him. Anyway, according to his court records, his rap sheet includes convictions for theft, criminal trespass, reckless driving, disorderly conduct, and driving without a license. Now he can add desecrating a sanctuary to the list.
Damn.
So rolling to the church.
Maybe, do you think maybe he did not know it was holy water? I mean, do they label it? Is it something that says holy water on it, or was it like just like a pot of
water? If it was in the church and it was, yes.
You're inside.
It's very obvious that that's holy
water. To me, it's like when someone steals your lunch out of the work refrigerator and they say, I didn't know it was yours. Like, but you know it's not yours.
Did your church have holy water?
All churches have holy water when you walk in.
They're just, they're little displays.
So it looks like...
There's different, and some churches will have different ones around. Like, you just know.
Yeah. Anyway, okay,
there's gotcha. Water fountain. Yeah,
gotcha. You know it's not a place to pee.
Correct.
Whatever you thought it was, don't pee there. Yeah. Now we go to Alaska, where a community there, they're in mourning after a beloved reindeer died just weeks after a masked person sprayed him with a suspicious liquid, and an act that authorities have not yet been able to decipher. So Anchorage's famous reindeer, Star 7, who led parades and cultural events as the unofficial mascot of the city, well, it was put down following deteriorating health just weeks after he was sprayed and hurt by a masked figure. So, according to reports, trouble began in January when someone tampered with the chain link fence to Star's enclosure near downtown Anchorage. Now, shortly after, Star felt sick and began losing weight, concerning Star's owner when Albert Whitehead, who assumed the Star's rumen, that's the bacteria-filled stomach that helps reindeer digest food, just may have been disturbed. So, soon after, on February 20th, security footage captured a masked figure jump into Star's enclosure and let the 8-year-old male reindeer out onto the streets of Anchorage. Now, the footage shows a person wearing dark clothing opening Star's enclosure and leading him onto the streets. However, the following night, another masked figure in a similar getup approached the animal and sprayed him in the face with an unknown substance. So the owner, he witnessed this unfold under surveillance cameras, and he rushed outside to confront the man, yelling at him to stop and leave the reindeer alone. Said he chased the guy for a little while, but he lost him a few blocks away. Well, the Anchorage police, they said to the local paper, it did not know how many people were involved in hurting Star and has no leads on who was responsible. However, the department said it assumes that the same person who let Star out of the enclosure was the one who later sprayed him with a liquid. And again, they still don't know what the liquid was. So now, in the days that followed that, Star was diagnosed with pneumonia, respiratory distress, and rumen issues, and fell so ill that Whitehead, the owner, considered euthanizing him just to relieve him of his misery. However, treatment program from the veterinary clinic helped Star's condition improve, and Whitehead believed Star would be able to fully recover. Unfortunately, two weeks later, things took a turn for the worse. Star's condition started deteriorating again, and eventually they had to take Star down. Now, as far as the exact cause of Star's death, say it's not going to be known until they do a necropsy, and even then, they're still not sure. They think it may have been an aerosol spray can. They're just not sure.
Wow.
So, for whatever reason, somebody just kept targeting this reindeer for no reason that anyone knows. This seems unnecessary. It was Kris Kringle, Ted. All right. Now.
Sorry. It's just so stupid.
It is. Now we have the story. A young woman returned home this past weekend. She was met by a man with his face obscured, but his lower body on full display as he hid in her shower armed with a knife. Now, the man, who's an ex-boyfriend, claimed that it was a prank. So 25-year-old Jackson Arnold of Seabrook Island, he was arrested earlier this week and charged with assault and battery of a high and aggravated nature, first-degree burglary, and weapons possession after assaulting a 24-year-old woman. So it's just before midnight on May 3rd when a woman returned home to change clothes, then walk over to the adjacent home where her family lives. So she literally lives next door to her family. But she was confronted by a 6-foot-tall man holding a knife by his head, which he had covered with a pair of women's black shorts and a baseball cap. He was wearing neither pants nor underwear. As you might imagine, the woman screamed. Well, the masked man pushed her toward a door and imitated slicing her throat with a knife, though he didn't make contact with her skin. He then dropped the knife and grabbed the woman by her neck and strangled her. Now, the woman's vision grew foggy and she struggled for air, but while the struggle ensued, she was able to rip the shorts from the man's face and quickly realized it was Arnold, who said it was all just a prank. Well, she defused the situation, told Arnold she needs to go next door because her mom's probably going to be worried since she likely heard the struggle. Well, instead, she went next door, told her parents, and called 911. As you might imagine, officers with the Charleston Police Department, they arrived to arrest him. Now, Arnold told officers that he'd entered the woman's home unannounced in an attempt to surprise her by scaring her, which proved to be true. It was unclear how he entered the property, but it was noted that the front door was locked, but the side door could be open with slight force. Anyway, once he entered the home, he chose to hide and shower until the woman arrived. Officers were unable to locate the knife, but they did find a box cutter, which is probably the weapon, and his duffel bag, which they found in the front yard. Those are your lovely stories for the day. We have the guy that peed into the holy water at a church. We have some guy, for reasons no one knows, kept messing with the reindeer to the point they had to put it down. And finally, this guy, the ex-boyfriend, hiding half-naked in a shower with a knife to scare his ex-girlfriend.
I mean, in theory, if I had somebody's pee on my finger and touched my head, would that... I mean, it's gross, but I don't know that it would make my forehead break out or anything, right?
Probably not.
You're not drinking the holy water.
No.
Okay, you literally, dude, you just dap your finger... Dab your fingers in it. Yeah. Do the sign of the cross.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You've been to a church.
No, but we didn't do that. We weren't Catholic.
Yeah, it's a Catholic church. Yeah.
I just think, I mean, that is super gross, but I don't know. That's a tough one. Obviously, the guy in South Carolina sucks the most. But then, look, I think it's horrible what happened to that reindeer. But again, no human was hurt.
No human was hurt. Best we know. Yeah.
This guy just had a beef with the reindeer. And then again, like I'm saying, he peed in the holy water in the church, but I don't know that me just putting my finger in there and tapping it to my forehead would make me sick.
So, like, even if you found out after the fact, like, that's gross, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want anybody's bodily fluids on you.
That is correct.
I just don't. I mean, I guess if you had a cut on your forehead.
Sure.
That could make it worse, but. That's why I'm kind of trying to decide between those two. You know what? I'll say that guy sucks the least because you know, if you believe in heaven and hell, somewhere along the line, he's going to have to atone for that.
Yeah. Karma comes back. Yeah.
And the guy that was hiding the shot.
You think God would be like, seriously,
yeah,
man.
Come on, man.
I mean, seriously.
He choked his girl when she was on the floor.
Yes.
To the point of,
see, that's the thing in the story. I mean,
you're not joking when you're choking someone out.
You ain't joking when you be choking.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's not a joke. So, obviously, I think in this case, it's the holy water. Hopefully, they can buy some more someplace.
You just have to bless it.
Replace. Oh, all right. So it's like a kosher thing.
It's like the kosher.
Yeah, we'll just pour it out and bless it. That's easy enough. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. All right, coming up at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study has found that more women are attracted, are you ready for this, to bald men.
Nice. Is it because they have less and less choice?
Ooh.
You know, everyone's shaving their head now, myself included, so at this point, like, I don't know, that is what is being offered.
Sure. Well, we made it look good.
Yeah, but you're not bald.
I'm bald.
You shave, but you could grow your hair.
Well, no. My hair is just...
No, look at his hairline.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I got nothing there, man.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I could technically grow some hair out, but... And
it's not where you want it.
Right, I'd have a weed patch on the top of, you know, my Caesar ring, but that's about it.
I'll say, like, I can grow hair, just mostly in my ears and nose.
I think my forehead goes halfway the back of my head anyway.
Is that a comb forward?
It's pretty much.
All right. Give it up, Miles. Join the team.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he isn't far enough back.
Yeah, true enough.
It's getting close.
There is a certain line, though.
Yeah. My hair was just so thin up on top. It is up there still, but it's so thin up there, it might as well not be.
I have one cousin still holding on to it. It just looks ridiculous.
Dude, stop.
Come on, man.
You're embarrassing yourself.
There's a new issue that people are finding with big windmill farms. People stealing each other's wind.
Their power or their wind?
Their wind. So they talked about this, that they would build windmill farms, and they were decently close to each other. You know, so you and I are building windmill farms close to each other.
All right.
That when the wind comes through, it's going to come through me, right? So I'm facing this direction. I take all that wind. But as it's going through my turbines, the wind is slowing down. It doesn't have near as much power.
Sure.
So by the time it gets to yours, it's not turning your turbines.
Well, am I stealing it, or did you build in the wrong place? Or are people intentionally building it?
There's a little bit of both of that. Okay, yeah. There's a little bit. Because the thing is, those things turn. So you're only stealing it from one direction.
Yeah, that's it. Whatever direction the wind blows.
Right.
That's it.
So, it's all for the good. Let's just settle down on that for a little
bit. If that's the problem they've got, I just splice my neighbor's cable. I mean, come on. You know, we all did.
Those were the days.
Well, based on the technology, Miles, you did the same thing. Based on the technology they had, if you had a cable, you could splice your neighbor's cable.
There you go.
Yeah, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
Need a power splitter.
And much like the wind power, it kind of degraded the signal, but, you know.
Sure.
It was better than nothing.
But you could still see it.
Cinemax still came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah. They should put a wind turbine on top of this building based on where we are.
Oh, absolutely, dude. All four of these should have
them. They could power the whole damn building.
You're damn right.
It's windy as hell out there.
Just keep on rolling. Yeah. We should have a windmill farm out there at the port.
We're in a vortex.
Come on now. There's a forum on Reddit that's finding out that more couples experiencing doubt on their wedding days might actually be foreshadowing a failure in the future.
You don't say.
So it wasn't saying, you know, you get cold feet or you get nervous or even do just feel those doubts. A lot of people do. In fact, most people do at some point. It's a weird thing. It's a big commitment that you're stepping to when you jump up to the altar.
Is this the person?
However, they're looking at really examine the things that you're doubting while you're up there. Like, are
those things aren't going to stop.
Right.
Can I live with the things I already know?
Exactly.
That's all it is, right?
I actually told my wife early on in our relationship, I said, there is going to come a point where these little quirks that we have that we think are cute about each other is going to drive us nuts about each
other. It's going to drive you
bonkers. A few years down the line.
But also you get to the point you tune it out.
Yeah. It's to be expected.
Yeah, like, I know what you're going to say or do or whatever the case might be. I'll let you just zone out.
Right.
I don't care.
Either it is going to change or it's not going to change. And if it's not, you learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everybody naturally on your wedding day would have some nerves.
Well, you sure. would think so.
Yeah. But what they're saying is that might not just be cold feet. That might be actually like, oh, no, you need to, this is going to fail.
Well, like you said, it really depends what it is you're worried about.
Right.
She keeps skinning cats. You go, okay, maybe, right? Maybe don't do it. I've looked past it. Maybe don't do it.
Because everybody ideally would like to get married once in their life. And so when you get up there, it's like,
oh, man.
Did I shoot right?
Right.
You know, so it's. You can't know until you get there. All of a sudden, when you get down there, down the line, all of a sudden you're looking at that other stuff like, oh, yeah, I should have seen that one coming.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, again, right, you could go to as many weddings as I have, right? I mean, it's got to be 30-some. I was in 23. Jeez. There's only a few I remember being like, I don't know if these people should be getting married.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And they didn't last.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, then there's other ones, too, where... You have no idea, and somebody does something in the marriage where it's like, oh, okay.
Didn't see that.
Right. Yes. That one imploded.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to predict people stepping out on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You can predict two people that are just.
Right. You guys are just not good for each other.
Right. That couple that's always fighting, and it's like, well, we're still going to get married. It's like, all right.
Okay. Yes, you are.
You love that fight.
Yeah. One in three young adults in their 30s has hidden knee damage. Good news, all my fellows. That. Yeah.
If your knees are going, man, they start going early, too. You always know that.
That's what they're saying.
I mean, like, you know, football in high school, man, screwed up my knees.
Right.
I know those guys.
No, it's the fact that you're fat in your 30s.
No, but they really did have screwed up knees. Like, they were hobbling around.
No, you can mess them up at that age.
Absolutely. Yeah, you really can.
Absolutely. 39% of Americans would donate an organ for a loved one. Only 39 is what I look at.
Damn.
Like, you must have sucky family. Either I mean, you're a bad person or your family's sucky if you're not willing to.
Is even loved one, right? There's no question how you feel about this person. Like,
you know, a good call.
Aren't kidneys really the only one you could donate?
You can do like lobes of the liver. You can.
I was going to say, you only have one liver, so I feel like if I donated that, I'd be in a lot of hurt.
Yeah, right? They set you up.
Yeah. There are things that you can donate.
I mean,
and you're right,
still,
it is
right.
limited. You know,
I just kidneys because you have two of them.
Section
it makes
of
sense.
Bowel, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's limited options of things they can take, but like. Yes, you can have it.
I'll give you a testicle. How's that?
All right.
Call it a day.
I mean, you could.
Yeah. Here, take it.
Ladies can, you know, remember, give you egg sacs.
George Lopez, man, his wife gave him a kidney. Then he recovered, and then he promptly divorced.
About to say, didn't he leave her after
Damn,
that?
Damn, man.
Yep. Thanks,
I
baby.
I thought he got caught with a hooker.
Maybe.
Or did he just straight up leave her?
I know. I want to say he initiated left. The divorce. I'm not sure.
Thanks for the kidney.
Why is nobody happy to see me on stage? A new study says merely contemplating art's beauty was found to boost abstract thinking and even big picture thinking.
Well, yeah, because you're standing there doing exactly that.
Right. You're expanding like saying, your mind.
Giving your kid a math problem helps their brain develop solving math problems, right? Well, yeah, you're right. Physically doing that in that moment.
My only issue with art people is that, right, like, art's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Absolutely.
And there's some artists, like my one buddy, I was just like, I just think his stuff is ugly. He's like, well, he's this and that. I'm like, yeah, okay.
But it's subjective.
But right, but it's like, for me, like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like the people with you with vegetables. Have you tried this? Have you tried that?
Yeah, look, I have no problem with them. I'm saying I don't like them. And people always say, they're very healthy. Like, dude, I understand this. Right. My argument, I don't like that. And you're right, art, it's all subjectivity.
Right, I can fathom that artist is super famous. I just don't like it. I think it sucks.
Right.
Even if you can tell me five-year-old
technique. You know, they do this technique, and I'm like, dude, I respect and appreciate it all. My point is that the end result of all these things that they've done that you're saying is incredible, visually, I find terrifying.
And I'll tell you what, you find out how many of those people that are puffing their chest about this art piece are lying about it when you get into the charity auction ballroom.
Oh, yeah?
And the artist is sitting right there in front row, and you hear from everybody about how this art piece is supposed to do really, really well, and then you can't find an opening bid for it.
Really?
Oh, really?
God, how awkward is that?
Right
oh,
there.
No.
Terrible.
He should put his paddle up.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, man.
Come on, yeah. People!
Like, at
I
that
would.
Point, like, I'll just make a donation to the charity. Like,
it's like the
God.
Tip jar. The first dollar in there probably came from the guy at the cashier. You know
I
what I mean?
Hate every time they bring out an art piece because they always say the same thing. It's an up-and-comer. Everybody's asking about this one's going to do great. Like,
that's why you've never heard of them.
You've heard that before.
What percentage of the time is the artist there when you have to try
about
to
About 50% of the time. There's a handful of them where they are finishing the piece in the room. They're like painting a live portrait of the room.
Okay.
That one does well.
Sure. People saw you doing it like, okay.
My very first auction that I traveled for had the, that was my nightmare situation where the artist was right there and I could not find $100 for this damn thing.
Oh, how big was the piece?
I mean, it was your standard, you know, art pieces.
Like 5x7 or
yeah,
something like that.
It's fine. You couldn't find anybody who wanted the damn thing. Yoink.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of art I like.
Sure.
I'll just say it. The goddamn tomato soup cans.
What, Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Oh, you just.
Hey, again, I just not my style.
Okay. Damn it, he did really good on that.
Yeah.
But the soup, he's trying to convey the message of like, dude, I hear you.
All right.
It does not appeal to me.
Yeah.
I do
if
not
they, if, they, if he had done beefaroni.
Beefaroni.
Dude, have you ever considered?
Right. Say, hey, Andy.
What are you talking about? So it could be any soup you wanted from Campbell's.
Chicken noodle.
People love soup.
Scientist in German, has he done the chunky soup yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cream did he ever mushroom do like a Del Monte?
Right.
Or not Del Monte, what's like the beef stew?
Denty Moore.
Yeah.
Man, which?
I'm low budget. We got Denty Moore stews.
Scientists in Germany have developed a bioconcrete made from urine.
Hey, oh. That works. Just like the holy water.
But that begs the question, why? And in fact, there's a lot of questions, or a lot of inventions that bring that question to mind.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 wacky inventions that should have never existed. How about we look at one that, in my opinion, seemed destined to be a future purchase of one Miles Montgomery, but never made it to the store shelves. Metal detector sandals. A stylish pair of supple sandals fit for any aging liver-spotted old sod. Complete with a copper coil in the sandal and a battery pack you wear around your calf. Now you, too, can comb the beach in comfort and elegance. You only need to supply your own black athletic socks to complete the look. And you, too, can discover bottle caps, and I'm certain your fair share of discarded hypodermic needles.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not. No, he is.
You also look like you're getting out of, like, your home confinement with your, you know, battery pack on your ass.
Yeah, you do.
So these are 10 wacky inventions.
Wacky.
Wacky inventions that should have never been made.
Duff.
should have never existed, and they come complete with photo evidence, so this is going to be fun. They made a dog restraining device. It says humans domesticated dogs thousands of years ago, but it took until the 1940s for someone to create this mechanical monstrosity, an extendable arm to restrain man's best friend. Basically, it's kind of like a scissor lift. You remember those old, like, old cartoons that they had? It looked like garden shear handles, and it had that little accordion, that little lattice work, and it would had a big old punching glove on the end of it. It's basically that, but it's grippers on your doggone dog.
Jesus God, man.
Here's the thing. They invented the leash before this.
And they still thought this was a better idea.
We should go this direction.
Wow. Okay.
Feels like you could crush his like little ribs.
Damn right you could.
It looks like you want to.
The Cat Mew Machine. A Japanese invention, the Cat Mew Machine was built to frighten away house rodents. With its 2-watt motor powering an automated mew and flashing cat eyes, this invention seemed custom built for people who've never heard of mouse traps.
Just get a cat.
Exactly.
That's what they're. Well, maybe that's what they do.
What if I'm allergic to cats, Miles? What if I don't like cats?
Yeah.
That just.
Can't all have that weird hair.
Did your
one.
Neck get all infected when you got scratched?
Oh, no, it's fine. All just had to wash it out. We're good.
See, you're not allergic to cats.
No, I'm fine. The exploding rocket bike.
Exploding rocket.
So you ride
bike.
It, and then what, at the end of it, it just explodes on
German,
its own?
German engineer Richter Reckitenred. In 1931, built a rocket bike that had 12 rockets mounted to its back wheel, giving it a whole lot of power. It says this allowed him to reach a speed of 90 kilometers per hour, or about 55 miles an hour, before it exploded and then threw him off the bike, where he suffered a few scrapes.
Wow. I mean, that was the design?
Basically, he strapped some mortar rockets to the back of this doggone thing.
Good luck.
And just fired it down like Wile E. Coyote style.
That's like something a child would build.
That's exactly what a child would build.
You know, you're right. That is exactly what they do.
Dad, where'd we leave those fireworks? Hang on.
I'll get them for you.
The Mind Machine.
The Mind Machine.
Again, these are wacky inventions that should have never existed. The Mind Machine, humans are curious about brains and their workings, which led to this hulking unit's development. Seen here in 1907, the Lavery Electric Automatic Phrenometer supposedly measured brain activity. They say in reality, it just studied the way one's head is shaped. Oh. I don't know what exactly it was supposed to do, but it's just, it's this, it looks like the bottom half of a grandfather clock. With that device that Doc Brown had.
The hair dryer thing or whatever,
yeah. Yeah, that Doc Brown had at the beginning of Back to the Future.
Oh, the big thing on his head, yeah.
Yeah. This damn thing doesn't work at all. Let's see here. Wacky inventions that should have never existed. The Donut Dunker. An anti-drip donut stick.
Come on.
Never get your fingers wet while devouring this scrumptious circular delight with the Donut Dunker. Russell E. Oakes, a man with much better table etiquette than I, came up with this one in 1955 to prevent donut mess.
How messy was he with donuts that he felt the need to create? Look,
like it's a contraption. Like, you are not going to haul this anywhere that you're eating donuts.
No.
Does anybody actually dunk their donuts in coffee?
Yeah.
I mean, I will.
Oh, you do?
Biscotti. Yeah.
Well, biscotti is designed for that, right?
Yeah. Right.
The donut,
and so is the Biscoff. But from time to time, so the old fashioned donuts.
Yeah, the cake donut has a little handle on it.
All right, if you have a cake donut,
Oh, you'll accept that.
Yeah, like, but like a Krispy Kreme?
I don't think they need coffee. That doesn't make sense.
No, I think with a Krispy Kreme, it'd end up like the raccoon's cotton candy. Right, I think it would dissolve. Just disappear.
I just think Dunkin' Donuts has been pulling the wool over our eyes, but I guess you guys do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah, for me, it's the old-fashioned donuts. It just they taste a lot better through coffee. They're the best I've found with coffee.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
I just like to eat a donut, take a sip of coffee.
The Spaghetti Aid on the list of wacky inventions that should have never existed. Russell E. Oakes didn't stop at the Donut Dunker.
Oh,
no,
good.
Featured again in the Holton Archives extensive collection with this Spaghetti Aid. This tool was designed to make it, quote-unquote, easier to demolish a nice bowl of spaghetti. By turning the lever, the fork would spin, winding the spaghetti strands around the metal. So basically,
so it's a spinner.
It's like one of those old egg beaters that had the hand crank on it, only he put forks in there, and that's how you spun up your spaghetti. And that's a gank damn fork, too.
Yeah, that
I don't feel safe putting that thing in my mouth.
I do like that he just has, like, a wheel on it and you got to do it.
Right.
I mean, if I got to sit there and, like, it's like a fishing rod, at that point, is it taking any less time to spin it on my fork?
No.
Myself?
It's absolutely not. It's just you get more leverage that way.
All right.
The typing aid. It looks ridiculous, but this head strap contraption was developed to aid the disabled using a typewriter. And basically, it's a typing aid. It is a headband that you wear that has a wire that comes out in the front, and you can type on a typewriter.
Wow. If you need that, you type too much.
If you need that, you're a woodpecker.
Or you don't have arms and you need to be able to type.
Yeah. That's insanity.
Stephen Hawking, I'm sure, wrote a lot of great dissertations on that thing.
I don't even use it.
Tell you what, though, it's good practice for her.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Damn, man. Robotic shaving arms. Yeah, 1957, these remote-controlled arms at use in a nuclear research facility were used to shave a man's face, demonstrating their dexterity and safety. Basically, if you've ever seen a laparoscopic machine, it's kind of the same practice there. So this guy is controlling these robotic arms in a different sector, and he is shaving a man's face.
Why not just use your arms?
Why not just shave?
Exactly.
Shave.
The whole thing with the laparoscopic device is I can't be in your guts that easily, and it cuts down on the damage. I can walk up to your face and shave.
Yes.
He's making the same damn movements. Criminy. The Pulsar computer watch. With an LED screen and a calculator on board, this invention was more than just a sum of its parts. It's on display here at the International Watch and Jewelry Trades Fair at Wembley back in 77. And it's just a wrist calculator is all it is.
I kind of grew up with that crap.
Yeah, but that was high tech. Look at us. We're
in
the future.
It was high tech at the time. My brother got the first calculator I'd ever seen. And much like that watch, you still had a stylus that was connected to the calculator itself by a wire, and you had to touch like the copper things, but we were like, this is the future. And
dude, I was going to say, when I got old enough to finally start using the T94 or whatever, the big calculator, and I was pumped.
Hell yeah. Damn right. That's the graphing calculator ones?
Yeah, I mean, just it did seem like it did everything, but like you couldn't, and my brother used it, my sister, but I couldn't use one until like 8th or 9th grade, and I was like, finally,
my buddy,
I get stuff done.
My buddy put games on there. I had Super Mario on my
Really?
Oh, my calculator.
That's cool.
I can play Mario on there. It was great. And then I'll leave you with this last wacky invention that should have never existed. However, I kind of disagree. It's kind of cool. Toshiba View Phone, they say. Sometimes you're just a way ahead of the curve. 40 years before the iPhone, Toshiba was tinkering with some ancient FaceTime tech in its Model 500 View Phone. They say, quote, while not in practical use, it's interesting to see that video communication was an idea being tinkered with this long ago. And basically, it's just a home unit that you have.
Okay.
It's got a camera on there that faces you, and you actually do get a camera that faces back.
I'll tell you what, man. I had a buddy that invested a lot of money in video phones, like, right before FaceTime started.
Oh, yeah?
They were convinced that was the future.
Well, sure.
But you had no idea FaceTime and the iPhone was around the corner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it was cool because you could talk to people long distance and see them.
Well, and how many of these inventions were like Star Trek or other sci-fi stuff just kind of made people think, what if we actually made that happen?
Yeah, make it happen. Make it so.
We go to
Star Trek.
We go to Ohio where they say Rocket Raccoon has fallen on hard times, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Today, we toast 34-year-old Willie Farrell and 48-year-old Deandra Lysick of Hartford, Connecticut. Now, just yesterday, Willie and Deandra, they engaged and the sexual transaction known as prostitution. No big deal. They got down to business in Willie's car, but they were promptly interrupted by the police. You see, Willie parked his car at the Connecticut State Police Barracks. Even worse, the car itself was blocking the entrance. So these cops could not get in or out, so they rolled up to the car to realize they were having sex, to realize that it was a prostitution thing, and they were both arrested.
Wow.
But come on, Willie.
Wow.
Come on, man. Like I said, Mike, I say this all the time. You should get an additional 90 days for being stupid.
Yes!
For being stupid.
Willie, put the Willie away.
Come on, Willie. You're better than this,
one
man.
One eye.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.